Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 14th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 17, year B. The readings for today, the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 8 to 13, Psalm 45, the Epistle of James, chapter 1, verses 17 to 27, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 1 to 8, 14 and 15, and 21 to 23. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we do not come as guests, but as members of Your family. We do not come in fear, but with joy and thanksgiving. We do not come alone, but with all Your people of every age and in every place. Lord, we come as Your family, for You are our Heavenly Father, and Christ is our brother, our Savior, and Lord. Amen. Lord, we come as Your people, made one in Christ, Your Son, our Lord. We remember that You meant us to live in harmony with You and with each other. Break down the barriers we erect against each other and remove the difficulties we encounter as we approach a deeper trust, peace, and love between us. We ask that together our prayers and our praise may draw us closer together and bring joy to the heart of our God. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 535, O for a Heart to Praise My God. We pray the collect for proper 17, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion. Nourish us with all goodness, and bring forth in us the fruit of good works. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, From the Heart. From the Heart. For many biblical scholars, the book, The Song of Solomon, from which our first lesson is taken, has been interpreted in two ways. For a long time, the Song of Solomon has been interpreted allegorically. In the Jewish tradition, the man's love for the woman represents God's love for Israel, while in the Christian tradition, it represents Christ's love for the church and for individual Christians. However, in the recent past, the allegorical interpretations have been replaced with a different understanding. The Song of Solomon, or the Song of Songs, as it is called, is now widely accepted as celebrating the covenant of love between a man and a woman in its spiritual, emotional, and physical dimensions. However we interpret the Song of Solomon, we can all agree that the language of love is from the heart. With this understanding, we can conclude that God's words, like God's love, comes from the heart of God. Therefore, our words and actions towards God should also come from our heart, if our love is genuine. In his encounter with the Pharisees in our gospel today from Mark chapter 7, Jesus tries to explain this truth to the Pharisees, to the crowd following him, and finally to his disciples. The Pharisees were a Jewish sect who promoted the spiritual renewal of the Jewish nation. In their quest for renewal, they attempted to live their daily lives with the same level of ritual purity that the priests observed when carrying out their priestly duties in the temple. They tried as far as possible to avoid situations that might make them ritually impure. Remember the priests in the parable of the Good Samaritan? Touching an injured man would have made him ritually unclean, unable to carry out his duties in the temple. Hence, he passed by on the other side. Luke chapter 10, verse 7. The Pharisees also held passionately to dietary obligations. They were very concerned with what they ate, how the food was prepared, and with whom they ate. Hence, they would accuse Jesus of eating with publicans and sinners. In today's gospel, they accuse the disciples of Jesus of not living according to the tradition of the elders, but eating with defiled hands. Mark chapter 7, verse 5. This was because they noticed some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. Mark 7, verse 2. It may not have been that the disciples did not wash their hands at all. That would have been unhygienic. It was that they did not wash their hands in the tradition of the elders. Verse 3. The hands had to be washed by pouring pure water on each hand in turn, beginning with the left and accompanied with a prayer or a blessing. That was the tradition of the elders. The Pharisees were challenging the disciples of Christ and their spiritual commitment to the traditions of the old covenant. They did not understand that Jesus was introducing a new kingdom, and that later a new covenant would come into being by his sacrifice on the cross. They did not understand that Jesus was preparing his disciples for a new covenant and a new kingdom that required a heart and not a head response. Jesus, therefore, in response to their challenge, used the words of the prophet Isaiah to point the Pharisees and us today to the essential conditions of the new covenant, the covenant of love. The covenant embodied in the words, God so loved that God sent God's only Son. John 3:16. So Jesus said to them, Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, the people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Mark chapter 7, verse 6. Jesus only quotes a part of the prophet's statement from God. The prophet reported in Isaiah 29, verse 13, the Lord said, because these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me, and their worship of me is a human commandment learnt by rote. In other words, their worship was all words and no love. Their worship was all lips and no heart. If we are truly striving to love God with all our heart, and with all our soul, and with all our mind, and with all our strength, our thoughts, words, and actions must come from our heart. Anything else is superficial and hypocritical. For from the heart comes the language and the expression of love. St. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 to 3, that whatever we do, if we exercise prophetic powers, understand all mysteries and all knowledge, if we have an abundance of faith, and even make the ultimate sacrifice of our life, if all of this is done without love, we gain nothing. Love must be the basis of all our actions to God and to our neighbor. Therefore, our thoughts, words, and actions must come from our heart. the center of our spiritual being. If our thoughts, words, and actions come from our head, or from a heart that is influenced and controlled by the world, our words and actions will be superficial, without any real depth of concern or love. We will only be going through the motions of love, and even our most generous actions will profit us nothing. Our worship of God must not be a ritual that we go through day by day or week by week with lips and no heart. When we approach God in worship, we must prepare our hearts and minds to focus on God's love, the sacrifice of God's Son, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Our thoughts and actions must come from a heart influenced by the Holy Spirit. We will then approach our worship with openness of heart, ready not only to hear, but mark, learn, and inwardly digest the Word of God and the Word from God. Then we will be able to respond to James's admonition to be doers of the Word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. James chapter 1, verse 27. It is only when we take the Word of God to heart that it will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Psalm 119, verse 105. It is only when we take the Word of God to heart that the Word will be able to influence our thoughts, words, and actions. We will try and truly become doers of the Word. We will live by God's law of love, love for God, love for self, love for others. When our hearts are influenced by the Word of God, we will, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to get rid of evil intentions, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, and folly. Mark chapter 7, verses 21 and 22. All these things that defile us, all these things come from the human heart that is not directed by the Holy Spirit and not embodied by the Word of God. Jesus points us to the importance of our heart as the spiritual center. A heart focused on God, a heart influenced by and obedient to God's Word. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile? It is what comes out of a person that defiles. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." Mark chapter 7, verses 18 to 23. If we are to be true disciples of Christ today and live by the law of love, then we have to allow the Holy Spirit to change our hearts, to give us a pure heart, a heart of love for God and for others. We certainly must pray the words of the hymn writer Eddie Espinosa. "Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may it be like you. We pray for a heart like the heart of God, a heart of mercy, justice, compassion, truth, and love. Amen. Let us pray. Write, O Lord, your blessed name upon our hearts, there to remain so indelibly engraved that no prosperity, no adversity shall ever move us from your love. Be to us a strong tower of defense, a comforter in tribulation, a deliverer in distress, a very present help in trouble, and a guide to heaven through the many temptations and dangers of this life. Amen. Almighty God, in whom we live and move and have our being, you have made us for yourself, so that our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. Grant us purity of heart and strength of purpose, that no selfish passion may hinder us from knowing your will, no weakness from doing it, but that in your light we may see light, and in your service find perfect freedom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Write deeply upon our minds, O Lord, the lesson of your holy word, that only the pure in heart can see you. Leave us not in the bondage of any sinful inclinations, where we never deceive ourselves with the thought that we have no sin, nor acquiesce idly in aught of which our conscience accuses us. Strengthen us by your Holy Spirit to fight the good fight of faith, and grant that no day may pass without its victory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn number 58. From Songs of Fellowship, Change My Heart, O God.
Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O be like.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And so we pray that you will go out into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Never pay back wrong with wrong. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Love one another. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the circle of Jesus keep you from sorrow. The circle of Jesus today and tomorrow. The circle of Jesus, your foes confound. The circle of Jesus, your life surround. The Father on you his blessing bestow. The Son his love towards you flow. The Spirit his presence to you show. On you and all the folk you know. On you and all who around you go. The threefold blessing may you know. The joy of this day be yours. The joy of this week be yours. The joy of this year be yours. The joy of the Father be yours. The joy of the Spirit be yours. The joy of the Son be yours. Joy forever and ever. Be yours. May the hands of the Father uphold you, the hands of the Savior enfold you, the hands of the Spirit surround you, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit uphold you forevermore. Amen. And so we wish you a very spirit-filled, productive week. Remember to continue to worship God from the heart, to wear your mask, to wash your hands, and to watch your distance. Remember, the vaccine is available, so we invite you to ensure that you and members of your family are all vaccinated, and please be safe. We have the hymn CPWI 671, My God, Accept My Heart This Day.
My God, accept my heart.